enthusiastic.
I mean, that's me.
Half-hearted.
Woo! Woo! So I saw today something frightening today as the first sign of spring. I saw a honeybee, and I heard it bzzz around my head as I was hopping into the car trying to get here. And I hate bees.
Sounds like a horrifying experience for you.
I do not like bees. I think bees are as much as I do not like bees, they're really essential to Earth, but I fucking can't stand them. They need to not be anywhere near human populations.
Well, I think that would defeat the purpose of them being helpful.
They just need flowers and trees.
Well, yeah, but the flowers and trees need to be near people for us to benefit. Plus, I want that honey.
Yeah, but no.
I think you just need to chill about
bees.
Because this sounds like a you problem,
I've gotten
really.
Stung behind my ear, on my stomach, on my neck, not in fun places.
That sounds like a you
to
problem.
To be stung. It's not, whatever.
It sounds like you need to be nicer to the bees. You know, I hear that if you just project love to them, they don't sting you.
You can be quiet.
I think they just smell fear, and they're like, "Oh, this guy's afraid. Let's go.
Fuck him up." I just strongly emit strong cologne and fear.
I guess. You smell like a flower. Smell worse.
Yeah, the flowers smell like Armani. Britney Spears is in a mental hospital now. This is terrible. This is worse than the last time.
I was heartbroken.
I was scared.
That. Yeah.
Is it bad that every time I think of Britney news, I think of you, and I'm just like, I should tell Catherine.
I mean, yeah, you should. I need to be alerted.
It's fucking tragic. Her dad is sick as shit, and she is going into a mental institution to seek some fucking help, finally. Because Lord knows, time has not been, people have not been kind to her.
The world hasn't been kind to her.
We have not been kind to Britney, and I think we should. Be kinder. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's that news. Miley Cyrus also has blonde hair again and the iconic
bangs. She really looking very Hannah Montana.
Very
these days.
That's why people are freaking out that Hannah Montana might be coming back in some form. I would like for it to be coming back on Hulu. I think it would be great if it was like a neo noir series.
Oh my God.
Where Hannah Montana solves a mystery and somehow they cross over into Riverdale.
Jeez. My God.
I can see it fucking happening. So, what is annoying you this week, Catherine?
So, what's annoying me this week? Did you see Spotify's little April Fool's prank thing they did? So, they did a thing where they created a disco cover weekly. For people where it looked like your Discover Weekly, but it was a disco cover and it was just a bunch of disco songs recommended for you.
Ooh.
It was either disco cover, like covers of disco songs or like disco covers of songs.
Okay.
And one, joke's on them. I liked it better than my actual Discover Weekly.
So
I
had no idea that was
just
it.
Disco. Yeah, so that's a thing. So the thing that's really annoying me that I thought about while I was listening to this is when people take, fun, especially disco songs. I feel like this is specifically an issue with disco. Where people take fun disco songs and then do covers where all they do is just slow it down and have a piano.
No.
Because I hate it when people just in general do covers by taking a upbeat song and then, we're just going to slow it down with, a little bit of piano here and there or, a strum of a guitar here and there. Because it's the laziest possible
way.
It's
fucking lazy.
Like, if you have a voice, if you have a decent voice and you have access to a guitar, not even, you know how to play it, you can make that kind of cover. And it's so boring because they took all the things that make songs fun, makes this song fun. And they just stripped it out. So, example. One of the songs that got me really mad was one of the songs in my playlist that I immediately skipped was Taylor Swift's cover of September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes. I've heard of this cover. It is garbage.
Yeah. It's just bad because it's
trash.
Just her singing it slowly with a guitar. And I'm like, the whole thing about September and what makes it such a good song is it's just such a fun song. You just want to dance to it and groove to it. And then it's just a slow song with a guitar. And it's not fun anymore.
It's what appropriation is.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible. Taylor Swift is god awful.
Yeah. So, like, that just upset me. Just in general, not specifically that song, although that song does upset me. But, like, when people take fun, upbeat songs and then just slow it down because covers. And then they just take all the fun out of it. Like, you know that there's
We're going to get in deep about this shit.
You know
shit,
that
then.
Meme about, like, oh, just two white people with a guitar strumming and singing a song slowly? Yeah. It's like, oh my god, indie band. It's like, no, no, no. They're just singing a lazy cover. Like,
they're just lazy.
It is the laziest way to cover a song, and it makes me so mad. It makes me so mad. Anyways, that's what's annoying me this week. Check out your disco cover weekly if you can find it, because it's a good time, because they do actually customize it per person.
Let's talk about the 2000s.
I love that the first bit of our episodes have become like a news report.
I mean, yeah, there's always something going on that's 2000s related.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hannah Montana, Britney, why not?
Related news, yeah.
There's also a Bonchon bag there, and it's like...
Oh, there is a Bonchon.
If I look at it long enough, I may just go get
that
some.
That bag has been there for a long time. Where's the nearest Bonchon?
Do you want to go? There's one in here. Oh, shit. Yeah, do you want to go?
A little bit.
You know you want to go, bro. You know you want to go.
We'll discuss later.
So we will... we'll just take the podcast along to hear about our lunch adventures. Our dinner plans.
Cuts to us chewing. Just
can I get more sauce, please? So this episode...
live from Bonchon.
Oh, dude. We should get sponsored by Bonchon.
Yo, that would be lit.
So this episode, we're going to be talking about certain bands that now have grown... in our minds and our lives that we either end up loving more now or hating now.
Yeah. Just sort of like we have changed our mind about how we feel yeah. about this band in a significant kind of
yes.
way.
Yes. And you cannot change our minds anymore. I think wherever I am now.
Which is why I feel like we might fight at some point because we're both at that point where like our minds are being changed. So yeah. the second one of us is like,
whoa.
It's just going to be a big fight.
Yeah. It's complete discourse here. Because yeah. I think at... making the lists I have now, I think I'm pretty set where I'm at of, like, I like this band much more now than I did before.
Yeah.
And then the flip side is, I hate this band way more. And what was wrong with me when I was 14? Yeah. So, do you want to start good or bad?
Let's start with bad.
Okay.
Like, we now... dislike them.
Okay.
And then we'll end on a good note.
You can start.
I can start? Okay.
You have... Catherine has a little piece of paper.
My bad list is longer than my good list, mm-hmm. just because I had troubles thinking of bands that, like, I really like now that I didn't like then. It's not that they aren't there, I just was having troubles thinking of them.
Yeah.
So, maybe things will come up as we talk. Who knows?
Sure, yeah.
So bands that I don't super like. Well, one to start with, we've talked a little bit about before, is Fall Out Boy.
Okay.
And I don't hate them now.
Mm-hmm.
However, my mind has changed because I've gone from, like, hardcore Fall Out Boy fan, although they were not my number one. People think that about me a lot. They weren't my number one, but they were definitely top 10.
Is that what your Tinder bio is?
Oh, my God. It should be.
Possible should top be. 10.
Oh, my God. But Fall Out Boy. And then nowadays, I just, like, I just kind of don't listen to their new music because it makes me sad.
I completely agree.
And, like, we have a whole episode.
Yeah, there's a whole.
Fall Out Boy and how they've gone. So if you really want to go into it, please go back and listen to that.
It's like episode 3. You got to go back.
Yeah, I think it might be episode 2. It was early.
It's very early on. Yeah, it was.
But
our whole feelings.
But basically, my thoughts on Fall Out Boy is that they have their music just isn't Fall Out Boy anymore. Like if you replace Patrick Stump with someone else,
actual stump,
I think it'd be completely unrecognizable. Catherine, it's just not that good. It's super forgettable.
Catherine has tears streaming down her face right now.
I'm a sad person. And I get what they're doing because, like, I do think they're trying to appeal to the newer audience.
Yes.
I do think, like, a band shouldn't come out with the exact same music for 10 years. That's not right.
Yeah.
You should change and evolve and grow as an artist. But, like...
you should still maintain...
They don't feel like they're growing and they don't feel like they're maintaining who they are. They just feel like they're trying to sell. Again, I'm not them. I don't know if that's actually their intention.
I think they're just throwing they're just throwing shit on the walls at this point just to see what sticks.
Right. Like, I'm at the point where I'm like, if Fall Out Boy announced that they were breaking up, I'd be like, that's fine. It's like, you know, sometimes in a TV show, it's like, we're being canceled. And I'm like,
whatever.
It's time. It's Supernatural. Time. When they announce their ending, I'm like, oh my God. That show needs to end. Oh my God.
That is one of the greatest news I've heard all year.
I love that show, but it needs to end.
To continue the bad track. I'm gonna say this now because I've never said this publicly. I was a huge Coldplay fan growing up.
Jason,
I was a big Coldplay stan. Big Coldplay stan.
I never would have guessed that.
You never would,
especially considering the other music that you tell me you listened to back then. Coldplay is so left field.
Dude,
like, if I said I was a huge Coldplay fan, you wouldn't blink an eye.
No, I wouldn't.
But I wasn't. Also, I wasn't a huge Coldplay
fan. Here's the thing. I don't know
how the tables have tabled.
I don't know the moment it happened, but I think I heard Clocks play somewhere, and I was just like immediately enamored. I went to go find the album, and I bought it, and then here's how deep it went. I bought their first album, Parachutes. I bought the second album, and I bought their third album, X and Y, which is actually pretty fucking good. I will definitely defend that album. If Coldplay had stopped at X and Y, they would have been an amazing band. Like, I never would have, they never would have ruined their image.
Do they still make music?
They quit.
That's
a few years ago. They were like,
oh. That's probably right. I feel like I just haven't heard about them in a long time.
Because they stopped. Yeah. And then I went so deep as to buy their first EP, which is only like three songs. I found in an FYE right before they tanked. And then now they're back now. But right before they tanked, I went to go find specifically this record. And it's three songs. And it's like Radiohead without the creative mindset. It was just super bland.
Yeah.
It was like low-key Oasis and early Radiohead blended together into like a not-so-good band.
That's no good.
But those three albums, like along with My Camp, this was like when emo was going up and I was just like, I'm gonna listen to Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
I love those three albums. Like, that shit I can't get tired of.
Yeah.
But then they came out with Viva La Vida, then that other album, then two or more albums that were trash. They were like, this isn't even a rock band anymore. This was unheard of. Like, they were like what the fuck? Like, they used to be really good at just using themselves and the instruments and just keeping it minimal. And then they found out
synthesizer.
Aside from that, but like, they found out what technology was and just ran it into the fucking ground.
See, that's kind of what's happened with Fall Out Boy.
Yes.
They've started using a lot of, like, synths and all this other stuff, and it's just...
But it's not adding anything more. They're just playing around with it. And I was just like, what have you become? But now they quit. They were like, we should stop. Like, we can't keep doing this.
At least they recognize it.
And you're correct. You are absolutely correct. Like, you cannot keep doing this, and you should fucking stop. Mm-hmm. Also, I have their live album from 2002. I bought it. It's actually not a bad DVD. It's actually not bad.
My world has just been turned upside down.
You know what? I'm not sorry.
It's
fuck
like
you.
When I found out that Beyonce and Jay-Z's song is a Coldplay song.
Dude, their history together is insane. I think Jay-Z is godfather to Chris Martin's first child, I think. Or their second child. I know they're like this. They're like fam.
What is their life?
It is fucking weird.
They're like fam, bro.
They're like fam, bro. What's more on your list, bro?
Gotta unfold my little piece of paper again. Let's see.
Also, if you hear clicking, it's my water bottle.
Wow. My next one is Linkin Park.
You don't like, well...
I liked Linkin Park when in the 2000s. I liked their music. I had an album or two, I think.
The only two albums ever.
Yeah, and I listened to them a good amount. Like, a fair amount. Yeah. Back in my YouTube days, I definitely have used their songs before.
Yes.
Back in the deep, deep, dark days.
Did you used to make anime music videos?
No. I didn't start watching anime until late in high school. And even then, like, to this day, I've only watched 5 different anime shows total.
Dude, well, you're missing out.
Because Chad is making me watch anime.
Overlord, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even I haven't seen that.
It's a time.
Yeah.
But, oh yeah, so, but we've also said this before, where Linkin Park doesn't age well, where I just can't really go back and listen to them now. That's very true. I don't necessarily think that they are a bad band.
To be in a mood.
Like, I don't think that they were a bad band. I think at the time they were good, but now I don't feel that same way about. I don't get like any nostalgia or anything.
I do agree with it not aging, but also at the same time, I catch myself listening to it, so I'm just like, I'm like, sometimes I'm in a mood, I'm like, I want to check this out again, so I'll blast like Numb or Somewhere I Belong, because it's super angsty, and I'm not I'm not that lonely anymore.
Yeah,
like I'm not. I think they
have a time or place.
Yeah,
but like it's just not music that I. Their general, like, music is not something I'm super into anymore.
Yeah.
It's
just not me anymore.
You want to fight, Jim?
It's just, it doesn't mean who I am anymore. It doesn't represent me.
Are you done?
No.
Disgusting.
Oh, God. I have one, and this is one that's always been a constant throughout this entire program. Paramore.
You just have beef with Paramore.
Dude, I don't fucking like this band. here's the thing. Riot was awesome.
Yeah, it
was. When that shit dropped, I was blown away. Undebatable. I was like, this was wild. And it slapped. She sang really well. But now Paramore is not a band anymore. They're merely a brand. They're merely a brand for Hayley Williams.
Yeah.
If Hayley Williams went solo, I think her career would have been way bigger than what it is now.
That's a fair argument, actually.
Way bigger. I would have preferred if Paramore just stopped after her second album, and she just went, you know what? I'm going solo.
Yeah.
And just took the fuck off. She would have taken the fuck off. After she did that collaboration with B.O.B., I believe, on his first album, I thought she was just going to go full solo, like, she's going to kill it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't. And I was just like, big mistake, homegirl, because now you're going to be playing Warped Tour for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Like, I do like, definitely her older music, I think, was better in general.
Yeah.
At least in my opinion, I like it better. But I do think one thing I appreciate about Paramore is that with every album, they have, like, changed, and not necessarily in a negative way. Like, I feel, it feels like every album they're doing something different.
Matured.
Yeah. And so I appreciate that, and they've kind of, like, changed with the times a little bit while still, like, not completely losing who they are. Not making, like, a huge jump. It's kind of been like a slow thing.
Very gradual.
And it's still, like, good music. Mm-hmm. It's just, so I do, but they, I do feel like it's less, they've completely lost themselves, like, all that way.
Maybe I just need to revisit Paramore.
I mean, honestly, I don't even listen to a ton of their recent music.
I've never heard the recent shit, because I'm just like, I gave up a long time ago.
Yeah.
What's more on your list? You can do it.
Let's see. So Maroon 5.
Yes. 1,000%. 1,000% can't agree.
I really did enjoy their older music. I still enjoy it. I quite liked Maroon 5. And yeah, now they're just another ones where it's like, they haven't, I don't even feel like they changed that drastically, but all their music just sounds so generic now.
It's just Adam Levine and friends.
Right.
Like, and who gives a shit about the...
Right.
And like, do you know their names?
Did you ever see the music video for their song, Girls Like You?
Yeah.
So I was hanging out with a friend of ours, and we were watching it. And that's the only reason I've seen it, because it had just released. And basically, if it weren't for, like, all of the cameos of just, like, oh, which random, like, famous person's gonna pop up next, I would not care. Like, it's such a... The song is so boring. It's so boring.
They're boring.
The only reason even to watch the video is just to be like, which famous person's here next? And, like, that's the only...
Adam Levine has, like, a hit song once every 3 years.
Yeah. I just haven't heard a song by Maroon 5 that I liked in a good 5 or 6 years, at least.
They were coffee shop music to me. And I enjoyed it because I'm like, oh, this is pretty decent. But then... Yeah. Once they blew up, you start realizing, oh, it's just Adam Levine. it's just Adam Levine. This is the only thing keeping this shit going.
Yeah.
Here's an easy band, Weezer.
Oh, yeah.
Weezer. I can go on and on about this band, but I will say, I did enjoy this band early on, and then I grew up, and I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Mm. This band is garbage. Like, yeah. They released that Black album, like, a month ago or whatever. Like they're wrapped in black. It was after their cover album.
I barely paid attention to Weezer my entire life.
We know someone who is a big Weezer fan that saw them live.
Wait, who is it? I'll bleep out their name. Or cut it out.
She went to go see them live. Oh, really? Drove up to Baltimore. My God. She is the biggest Weezer fan I've ever met in my life. That's, it's disgusting.
That's so disappointing.
It's disgusting. Yeah. I was just like, how are you a fan of this nonsense?
Their cover album made me upset.
I've never been more mad at a band.
Stop taking good songs and making them worse.
Just stop making music. That just too. Fucking stop it.
Yeah.
What's his name? Cuomo. Cuomo looks like a guy who, like, owns a record shop that no one goes to. Like, I fucking hate this band. Yeah, so that's a quick and easy one for me.
Yeah.
Oh, God. There's also U2. U2.
I feel like no one's liked U2 ever since the whole debacle went where iPhones put their album on everyone's phones automatically.
Already hated them.
Like, oh yeah, a lot of people already didn't really like them, but then they did that, and anyone who wasn't already there was there real quick.
It's fucking stupid. Like, I just don't. I enjoyed this band as well early on, because I was like, this isn't too bad. And that's when it came out with, like, Beautiful Day, that song on the Tomb Raider soundtrack, Elevation, mm-hmm. which is... It's not bad.
Did they do that other sad song?
Yeah, they did Vertigo.
Vertigo's pretty good.
All right, I own that album. It's somewhere in my house. Yeah, I own that entire album. Yeah. It's not...
My parents really like U2.
It's not the shittiest album, but it's like, it's passable. I have a good story about U2. My coworker decided to lie about getting off of work. He's like, oh, I got to take my wife to the hospital. She's got to get some shit checked out. I told you this story.
Yeah.
He went to go some shit checked out. And the day he said this, I was behind him, and he had his laptop turned towards me, and I could see what he was doing. He was buying U2 tickets that exact same day. So he called out sick, and then my other coworker's wife was sitting in front of him and was like, oh, you guys work together? And he was like, oh, fuck. And she took a picture with them, sent it to him, and showed it to everyone at work. So I was just like... Holy, why couldn't he just be honest?
Yeah.
That was fucking amazing.
Because the U2 thing is too shameful.
Oh my God. It's awful. Do you have a band? I have one that's maybe debatable.
Eminem.
Ooh. I
wouldn't say I was a huge diehard Eminem fan. I wouldn't say that.
I could see you rapping Stan in your fucking bathroom.
No. I did. But, like any person who existed in the 2000s,
uh-huh.
I at least had some level of appreciation for his music. Yeah, because he was so big in the 2000s. You couldn't get away from him, even if you wanted to.
No.
So I did enjoy Eminem, and now I honestly can't stand his music.
No, Eminem is not good anymore.
Yeah.
The one thing...
Like, I got out of that phase real quick.
I had a friend who said... Eminem was a better rapper when he was drugged up.
I believe before getting
sober. And I was like, you're absolutely correct. Yeah. I think there was just... Which is a sad thing to say, because he's clean and he's old as shit now. But it's like, he's just screaming into the mic. Like, that's all he does now. Yeah, and it's just like, it's not fun anymore, bro.
He's not
Slim Shady. Slim Shady's dead.
Yeah.
And when I remember watching... This is a few years back. I forgot I was watching a thing on MTV, but they released like a little clip with him and Rick Rubin, him wearing no shoes because he's gross, and they were doing Marshall Mathers LP 2, and I was just like, this is going to be hot garbage. I can already see it being garbage. Like, he re-bleached his hair. I'm like, this is a good guy. Like, 2000s was Eminem's. Like, Eminem is the one rapper no rapper will ever have an argument with. Because they know he's going to destroy their career.
Yeah.
Also, there's an ice cream truck outside.
ever since the weather's gotten warm, it's just
they just come out, man. They just come out. Here's a band that I do not like anymore: The Strokes. That is a strong band. I don't know. It is a band to me that is out of ideas. It is a band to me that somehow has never changed, which isn't the worst thing, but also like didn't try something new, didn't work, then went back to what they usually do, and it just hasn't aged well. It's super dated, and it's just, it doesn't feel the same. Like, everyone on that band is old now. They can't be indie New York rockers anymore. They're in their 30s. Yeah. You can't be indie when you're in your 40s. Like, you're kind of tired. True. Like, you're tired, Julian. Like, yeah, it's just a band I got tired of, and I still listen to a lot of their old shit. I enjoy it, but that's just a band I just don't, I don't see doing anything new with. Yeah. Julian, Casablancas did a solo record. It was okay. And then he does another band called The Voids, which is actually not bad. I'm like, this is what I anticipated you guys doing, but they did not. Another band I will say that should fucking stop, even though I like it, is Blink-182. That should have fucking ended when Tom quit.
Yeah.
That I think they should have just never came back. No one liked Neighborhoods. Come on. If you liked it, you're lying to yourself, guys. It's like, it's just not that good.
We'll move on to things we like.
I do have one that might be on the middle ground. I don't know how you feel about it. Green Day?
Oh, okay.
Green Day. I think I was just listening to them in the car. I'm halvesies on this. Because it's music I can enjoy, but at the same time, after 21st Century Breakdown? Is that what that was?
I think so.
Breakdown or like Heart?
Something like that. I know which one you're referring to.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, you guys should have stopped. Because then they released that triple album that no one in their right mind listened to.
Yeah.
I saw that and I was just like, no, you're not getting money from me. And then Billy Joe Armstrong did a movie where he plays a dad wanting to be a musician. He's like, oh, I'm not good. He just plays like this nerdy dad. And I'm just like, fuck you. Yeah. You know what you're doing. Waste of money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just like, I don't know. I feel things for this. Mm-hmm. So it's, I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked Green Day. I wasn't super passionate about them. I enjoyed them. And now I'm still kind of the same way. I haven't really followed them that closely, honestly.
No, they haven't. Yeah. I don't think they have done anything.
My knowledge and experience of Green Day music really hasn't changed since
the 2000s. Mine stopped at American Idiot. I'm just like,
yeah, pretty dude, much. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where most of my Green Day knowledge
Let's talk about bands that we really enjoy now or appreciate a lot more now. I'm going to start with My Chemical Romance, even though this from last episode. I was listening to their last album, Danger Days, in the car, and I realized that my opinion was incorrect about this album. It's actually really fucking good.
Hannah will be so excited.
I told her. I fucking told her. Good. I was like, one of the songs I was listening to, at some point, I started to tear up for some reason. I forgot what song it was, but I was just like, oh, The Kids from Yesterday. Or the kids of yesterday. I was just like, I was driving to go see a movie. I was like, fuck.
I've been listening to more of them as well recently. And I'm like, I forgot how much I really enjoy My Chemical Romance. Because I haven't listened to them in a while.
It's fucking wild. I'm just like, this is a band that, like, at some point, I definitely hated Danger Days. I was just, I fell off after Black Parade. I was like, all right, that's it. And then I just didn't like the band. I even hated myself for liking them. And then as a fully realized adult, I'm just like, I have never loved this band more ever in my life right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still hold up.
They still fucking hold up, you know. What's on your little paper, your little Blue's Clue paper? I've always wanted a Blue's Clues notebook.
Muse.
Ooh, yes.
Wasn't super into them.
Yeah.
Like, I heard them occasionally, and, like, I think there was, like, one or two songs where I'm like, this is okay. But for the most part, they kind of annoyed me.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just appreciate them a lot more now. And I look back, and I'm like, I do feel like they're doing a lot more interesting things with music.
Yeah. They never stay the same.
Yeah, yeah.
They switch that shit up.
And they really, like, they do experiment and push themselves farther than I think a lot of other bands do, where they either just become more boring or they
and
just
still
keep doing
and
the
still
same
retain
thing.
A fan base.
Right, exactly. And I think they're still around and still making, like, solid music today.
Yeah, they performed the other day. So, yeah. I am a.
From what I hear, the show was really, really good.
I've seen videos. The shit is fucking. Have you seen any videos?
No.
That shit is fucking wild.
Yeah.
My friend went and she was like, "This is the greatest live show I've ever seen in my life."
I
was
like
"Yeah, those guys are crazy." I am a massive Muse fan. Muse is the reason I picked up the guitar.
Oh my gosh.
I saw them perform. I bought their fourth album. Because I'd never heard of them until I saw them on MTV. And I was like, oh, this sounds like a cool band. And then I went to Best Buy, bought their album, and it came with a DVD of their performance in 2004 in Glastonbury.
Ah.
And the minute that opening song started, I was mind blown. Yeah. I was just like, I need a bass guitar right now.
Yeah.
And I've not bought a new one since. That shit is old as fuck. And I've practiced on it. I know most of their songs by memory on a bass. So I'm a massive slut for Muse. Even though I really didn't like that last album, it really grew on me the more I listened to it. I'm like, alright, I can see this shit live, like, killing it.
Yeah.
So Bring Me the Horizon has only grown on me in time. Especially that last album.
Oh, yeah.
Fire.
I fire! Know how you feel about that. Yeah.
Fire! The shit is so good. Amazing. Amazing. Because I was never the hugest fan back then.
Yeah.
And now I think, I don't know if they've peaked yet. That's what's interesting to me, is I think that, like, this album is just, like, the next wave of, like, music. Like, metal and pop becoming one.
Yeah.
Pop metal.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm excited.
Nice.
Any more on that?
Yes. My next one is Madonna. And I'm specifically talking 2000s Madonna.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
2000s Madonna specifically.
Yes.
Because... in the 2000s, while I knew of Madonna as a public figure, when it came to her music and, like,
as a diplomat,
you know, current music in the 2000s, I was not, she wasn't on my radar.
Yeah.
Like, I knew one song that she did with Justin Timberlake, 4 Minutes, which was on our road trip playlist. I knew that song, and that is literally the only song I knew of hers, aside from, like, you know, some of the really big ones that were, like, iconic. But at least from the 2000s, that was the only one I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And now, even just in this past year, going back and realizing how many bops that she made in 2000s that I listen to today and really, really enjoy, I'm just like, man, young Catherine missed out.
Young Catherine did miss
really
out.
Missed out.
You really missed out. Madonna had a pretty good time in the 2000s,
just
and I can
respect.
And
I don't think of Madonna as, like, a 2000s artist, but she was still making really solid music in the 2000s.
I'm gonna say, over time, I grew to appreciate Simple Plan. I wasn't the biggest fan back then, even though they were everywhere. Even if you didn't want them to be, they were there.
Are they the ones who do "Welcome to My Life"? Or is that
Welcome?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's what I thought. That's
yeah,
what I thought.
It's
making sure I'm not getting them confused.
Oh no! They've done all
that
those.
That song I still think is hilarious. It's a meme to me.
Okay, no, hold on. I gotta pull this shit up. It's right here. It is. It is a classic.
I'm just a kid, and life is a nightmare.
I mean, they're not wrong. It's amazing what a whiny voice can sound like.
Yeah.
Is this Vegas? It's LA.
Vegas is on water.
Yeah. I was like, just... Do you ever feel like breaking? What the fuck? Why the fuck is he on a building?
Yeah, I will say, this song is a meme, straight up. I liked Simple Plan then. I still like Simple Plan,
well,
but this song is a meme.
What's that song then?
I know Perfect.
Oh yeah, I'm
just,
a kid.
Just a kid.
Perfect.
Yeah, that song's great.
I Do Anything.
Yeah.
Untitled. They were the theme song for Scooby-Doo when they revived it in, like, the 2000s.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Right. This song is the reason you don't know what it's like to be a white guy in LA. Yeah, the reason you have a bunch of people thinking they're special because they have experienced depression.
Yeah, I think this song single-handedly started entitlement in our generation.
Oh my god. Honestly.
Can we just do a full episode on Simple Plan?
I mean, I'd be lying if I said I don't know 100%, but I definitely think it's possible that at some point in the 2000s, I sat down, listened to the song, was like, yeah, that's me. Like, I don't have a clear memory of doing it, but I absolutely believe that that's a thing that probably happened at some point.
Wait, here's you. Look at this fucking hair. He has no hair. The one thing we always talk about is how 2000s music vids were super saturated. This is all color.
Yeah.
Like, if you're colorblind, this would cure you.
Oh my god.
You would be able to see greens and reds.
I love that about 2000s music videos, though. It's such a specific aesthetic. Yeah, just super saturated. The blacks and whites are crunched to hell.
If I made music videos, I would rebring that color schemes.
Oh, absolutely.
To the max. Absolutely. And what do you want to do with the reds? Pump it up, bro.
Oh my god, and the fisheye lens.
The fisheye lenses. Dude, it just makes me want to do one.
Oh, so many looks.
I think we're just going to do a full episode on this band. Because there's just so much to say about this fucking band. I'm going to appreciate them a lot more. All American Rejects. Over time, I've never realized how great they were.
Oh, I've always liked them. I have always liked All American
Rejects. I did not appreciate them. Early on, yeah. And now it's just like, damn, guys, like, yeah. I love you guys.
Especially, what was that album? I'm so bad at remembering album names.
Yeah.
But the one that, like, Dirty Little Secret and all that stuff was on.
Was that self-titled? It's in fucking caps. Al American Rejects. Wow, they're old.
Yeah, they are.
They're old. It had to be here. Move Along.
Move Along.
Move Along was their...
That's my favorite album of theirs.
Move Along was the big album.
Move Along was great.
Dirty Little Secret, Move Along, It Ends Tonight.
Yeah.
This was...
Can't Go Wrong.
Ends Tonight, Top of the World, Night Drive, Change Your Mind. Change My Mind. Straight Jacket Feeling. Wow. Yeah. This was fire. All-American Rejects, man. That holds up. That shit holds up to me, man. I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
The self-titled.
Swing, swing. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Swing, Swing was the shit.
Oh, it was.
Oh, man. Brand New. That last album was one of the best albums I heard of 2018. And one of the greatest album covers I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. I was a fan early on. And hearing them now is just... an insane trajectory of time and music. I feel like I've grown up with them, and they have also grown up. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, damn, that shit really carries.
I liked them then. I like them now.
Yes. What's more on your list?
One of them is Dido.
Yes.
Because yes. I didn't. Shut the fuck
Dido.
Up.
Dido!
I didn't hate Dido when I was a youngin', but, like, I very much associated Dido with, like, oh, that one artist that, like, my parents listened to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, I just kind of...
Mom rock.
Right, right. Mom it was rock. Very much mom rock to me. And in the past few years, I've gone from, like, oh, haha, this is, like, that mom song, like, you know, my parents song.
But then,
song.
You're just like,
and then
fuck.
I'm just like, oh, I wow, really, is... yeah, and it's become, like, this thing that's very special to me. It's great, great music in general, and then also, it gives me that feeling of nostalgia as well, growing
it
up.
It is. It's beautiful
and
music.
Her new album that she dropped is so good.
It's very good.
I love it. It's very good. And it's still very Dido.
I'm saving the best band for last.
Anyways, just mad respect for Dido. I love you. Oh, yeah, no, I'm saving that one. That's the last one I have.
I'm going to go with, a band that I did not appreciate that I'm fucking in love with now is Nine Inch Nails. Because I hated that band very early on. Like, the minute I heard them, I was like, I thought this band sucked. Mm. I was like, I hate this band. Because they played Only was on every radio station all the fucking time.
I remember
they
that
played
song.
That song a million times. They got... crazy radio play.
Nothing like overplaying the song to like completely ruin it for you. It's one of the reasons I have troubles listening to Adele sometimes.
Yes.
Because all, like, this, some of her music just got played so much.
So someone so like you, bro. Much.
Same, Pumped Up Kicks by Foster. Can't listen to that song anymore. Heard it too many times. Specifically that in Rolling in the Deep, when that summer I had to take online gym, the gym I had to work at Rolling in the Deep played...
That was like 2010. Same summer as
Pumped Up Kicks, I will tell you that.
2009, 2010. That was my senior year.
Yeah.
Senior year. And
though, I remember the entire summer I was in online gym, or I was in like my neighborhood gym. Those two songs would play constantly. And so every time
I took online gym in high school?
Yes, I've talked about this so many times.
I know, but you've also taken online gym in college.
No, I took it in high school. Why would I take online gym in college?
I don't know. It just seems like a very you thing to do.
No.
Didn't you take that walking class?
That's different. That's gym. And I have a lot of regrets about that.
Jesus.
No, I did take online gym in high school, though, so I didn't have to take it in class, and also so I could take something else. I took driver's ed online as well because of that, because that was the year that you were supposed to learn it in school.
Yeah.
And instead, I did not, so I had to take it online. But, yeah, online gym was a doozy. I will say, though, that is probably the best physical shape I've been in, because I did actually, I definitely, like, blurred the lines a little bit there of how much I was actually working out, but, like, I did work out far more than I usually do, because I was working out.
For some reason, I thought you were going to admit you used to take steroids. Cause you,
what the
you,
hell?
You kept making this hand motion like it was a needle. I'm just like, please tell me, Catherine, you should take like HGH and just like, it's like,
psh, yeah. Just, 14-year-old me was taking steroids for online just, gym.
There, while girls are trying to learn all their makeup, I'm trying to get pumped, bro.
Oh my God.
Pump up these kicks, motherfucker.
I hate you. I could almost do a pull up. It's also when I used
to never be able to do pull ups. I could never do any of that shit.
When I ran my fastest mile.
What was your fastest mile?
It's like 8:40, or no, it was like 8:15-ish. Because 8:40, I think, was before the class.
8:40,
and so it was like 8:15-ish when I finished. And that was roughly my quickest mile. And mind you, pretty much all my other miles were over 10 minutes, so like that was significant for me.
I picked up drugs and I just couldn't run anymore.
It's crazy what steroids do to you.
Yeah. So Nine Inch Nails. I used to hate this band. Then all of a sudden, these past few years, I've been blasting them almost nonstop. At any point, you can catch me on my Spotify blasting like any of their albums. Well, I think more...
I do see you playing Nine Inch Nails on Spotify a lot.
If you do see that, I'm either driving to work or I'm exercising. It's never out of leisure. It's like, I'm either in a mood...
Yeah, Nine Inch Nails is not a
It's not leisure. I don't blast that in the back when I'm cleaning my room.
Yeah.
So it's like, I definitely prefer their 2000s albums a lot more than their older stuff. I don't know why. I feel like I'm one of the few in that category, but I just think it's like... I think it's cleaner, it's heavier, and it's louder, and it's way better, I think, for me. Here's one band, and I know it's 90s, but Oasis.
Mm.
I hated that band. I still kind of do, but I really enjoyed that first album in college, even though it's old as shit. I was like, this is great British pop rock music.
And I mostly just listened to Wonderwall, which you know.
Weirdly enough, it's my least favorite song.
Sorry. So, the last one that I have is the whole reason I wanted to do this episode.
Yeah.
Like, they sparked the idea
for None this. Of the bands matter prior
and
to this.
It's because I have to take back what I have said in a past episode.
Oof.
I will put it in here because it needs to be acknowledged.
On record.
So, I believe it was something along the lines of... Like, oh, the Ting Tings are probably dead now. No, they still make music. Oh, well, I don't care. They're dead to me anyways. I have to take back my word because the Ting Tings, mad respect. I actually looked up
Cue
their
fireworks.
Most recent music. And not only, like, they just dropped, like, an album semi-recently.
Yeah.
And it's actually, I'm super into it.
Yeah, you showed me.
I don't love the entire album. Like, there are some songs that I'm like, it feels like you can't. You're having troubles deciding whether to do this new thing or completely do your old thing.
Uh-huh.
So you're doing this weird mixture,
yeah.
But they kind of clash too much.
Yeah.
But it's just super moody and vibey, and I'm so into it.
You know, I love those adjectives. If I could, I would tattoo them on my arm.
Yeah, if you moody, if vibey. Someone describes something as moody and vibey, just send it to Jason because he'll like it.
Just don't send it to me. I will come get it. Just leave it out the front porch.
Someone will be like, "Oh, Jason's really into this movie. It's like moody and depressing and dark." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, sounds like something Jason would be into."
My ears perk up.
Yeah.
Did someone say dark?
Did someone say moody?
Moods. The Ting Tings are not what you thought they were in the 2000s.
No.
It is they're older, and they are tingier than before. It is. I've heard that album Catherine's talking about. It is pretty fucking good. It is an interesting ride, and it is.
They have a whole aesthetic they're going for.
Dude, I'm on board. I go as far as to say I would go see them live.
Honestly, I would definitely experience that.
If they perform in a small club for $25, I think I'll go.
Yeah,
that sounds. I won't pay
for like an arena.
No. But I can't see...
I don't think they're doing arena.
I can't sing the Ting Tings selling out Staples Center, but I can definitely see them in the club.
Yeah,
so.
But also, if you haven't heard their new music, please go out and at least listen to a few songs, because, like, they've changed.
They have changed.
They've really changed in the best kind of way.
This is a complete sidetrack, but is that the unofficial Pokemon Go field guide?
It was a gift.
Is that your excuse, or is that...
It was actually a gift. From Hannah, actually.
Oh, wow. I think those are fucking stupid, because they update this shit all the time.
Yeah, it changes a lot.
It changes a lot. Fuck. Here's one band I completely forgot to mention. I'm sad it's the last band. The White Stripes. I cannot stand this fucking band anymore. They're dead. They've been dead. But man, I can't stomach that shit anymore. I can't fucking do it. I'm sorry. Jack White, great guitarist at times. Overrated. Fucking overrated. He loves music. Awesome. But I just don't think he's that fucking great. You can fight me on this. I used to love them before. Nah, I can't stand it. I don't go out of my way to listen to their music.
I don't have strong feelings either way.
I don't go out of my way. So, the Ting Tings are way better than the White Stripes. I'll go on record.
I'll go with that, actually, yeah.
Awesome. High five. Sick. I still do. So, what is your album of the week?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Album of the week. I stopped posting these.
Oh, well, let me look at this playlist that I was just listening to.
I was just listening
to.
I'm going to go with Move Along by All American Rejects, because that was a very, very great album.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm going to go with PCD by the Pussycat Dolls.
Wow. PCD. That sounds like a drug.
Well, it's Pussycat Dolls.
PCD sound system?
It does sound like a drug. Oh my god.
PCD sound system. Wow! Dude, that's a new idea! Collaboration LCD sound system, Pussycat Dolls? Wow, I can't wait.
Oh my god.
If you combine Pussycat Dolls and LCD together, I think their last album would have been way better.
Ballad.
Yeah. Join us next time when we talk about Simple Plan. Because I just got that idea today.
Oh, boy.
There is just so much to talk about this. So, always remember, guys, I'm just a kid, and life is a nightmare.
See you next time.
I'm going to listen to this shit now.